With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Titans are hiring 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh as their next head coach, according to the NFL Network insiders. This will be Saleh's second stint as an NFL head coach. He spent just over three seasons leading the Jets and ended with a record of 20-36. The Giants introduced John Harbaugh as their next head coach on Tuesday. Harbaugh said the Giants' job was the one he wanted, and his mission is to earn the right to call this team world champions. Harbaugh also spoke about working with GM Joe Shane, saying he believes there will be great collaboration between them. Elsewhere, the Buccaneers have hired veteran coach Danny Smith as their special teams coordinator. He'd been in the same role with the Steelers since 2013. And the Packers released cornerback Trayvon Diggs after appearing in just two games for the team. He joined Green Bay after being released by the Cowboys in December. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can test your sports IQ in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house, it's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions all game long. You know the game, put it to use. Trade every play with Robinhood. Download the app today. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office announces 40-year-old cold case homicide has been solved. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond releases statement on protests in ice-free zones. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Sheriff's Office announced that after nearly 43 years, a cold case has officially been solved. The Sheriff's Office says that on November 15, 1983, deputies responded to a report of a suspicious van parked at a turnout along Highway 1, about 3 miles north of Hearst Castle. Detectives found the body of Dorothy Toby Tate, who had been fatally shot. For years, there were no known suspects, and the case went cold. Thanks to advancements in investigation techniques and forensics technology, cold case unsolved homicide detective Clint Cole reopened the case using advanced DNA genealogy analysis. Evidence at the scene was analyzed, identifying Stephen Richard Hardy as a contributor. Additional evidence, such as fingerprints recovered from a Coca-Cola can found at the scene, placed Charlie Sneed at the crime scene as well. Both Hardy and Sneed were residents of Texas in 1983, but are now deceased. The sheriff's office says the two men were involved in Tate's murder beyond a reasonable doubt, and the case has now been officially closed as exceptionally cleared. Pass Robles Mayor John Hammond releases statement regarding peaceful ICE protests. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Pass Robles Mayor John Hammond has released a statement on peaceful protest and community safety. In the statement, Hammond says, quote, "I want to reaffirm my support for the constitutional rights of all individuals to peacefully assemble, speak freely, and express their views." Hammond's statement says he agrees with the county DA's comment about enforcing the law fairly and impartially, and echoes the sentiment of unlawful protests. Quote, "Behavior that becomes violent or criminal will place people at risk and may result in arrest and prosecution," Hammond says in the release. He also shares a similar sentiment regarding ICE-free zones, saying, quote, "Local governments do not have the authority to prohibit lawful and federal enforcement. While such terms may reflect values or concerns, they do not override federal jurisdiction." The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Pass Robles will be held this Thursday, January 22nd at 8 a.m., Coffee with the Superintendent is an opportunity to connect, share ideas, ask questions, and take part in a meaningful dialogue with the school district superintendent, Jennifer Loftus. The event will be held in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Pass Robles Recreation Services will be offering a free public workshop at the Uptown Family Park Community Garden on Saturday, January 24th from 10 to 11 a.m. The event welcomes participants of all ages to learn about preparing a winter January garden. The Uptown Family Park is at 641 36th Street. No registration for the event is required. This is another workshop in a series for Community Garden, which Recreation Services says is revitalized and thriving. The workshops are held every fourth Saturday of each month, and attendees can ask on-site experts on anything garden-related. The San Luis Obispo County Airport announced they have reached a new milestone. In 2025, the airport says they saw a record-breaking number of passengers traveling through the facility, over 800,000 in total, an 8.7% increase in passenger volume from 2024. District 3 Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg said, quote, "This level of growth highlights the airport's role as an economic engine for the region and key connector for residents, businesses, and visitors alike." In sports for the NFL, conference championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game at 11 a.m. on Sunday, then the Rams and Seahawks. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Nuggets 115-107, the Heat over the Kings 130-117, the Raptors beat the Warriors 145-127. Tonight, the Kings will face the Raptors, the Bucks will go against the Thunder, the Hawks will face the Grizzlies, and the Knicks will go against the Nets. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. In California news, the 1776 Project Foundation has filed a lawsuit against the Los Angeles Unified School District. The lawsuit is over a district policy that provides smaller class sizes and other benefits to schools that are designated primarily as Black, Hispanic, Asian, and other non-white ethnicities. The 1776 Foundation alleges this hurts students in schools not classified as predominantly non-white. Netflix continues its bid to buy Warner Brothers, offering $72 billion in all cash. The previous deal from Netflix was both a cash and stock deal. Paramount also continues to try and make a bid for Warner Brothers. Republican lawmakers in California have filed an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, contesting the state's Proposition 50 map. Justice Elena Kagan will decide whether to approve or deny the emergency appeal, or if the matter will be referred to the full Supreme Court. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Perhaps there was at some time a clear divide between organic farmers and conventional farmers. But if those lines ever existed, they're certainly more blurry today. Dr. Aaron Silva works with farmers wanting to incorporate organic and regenerative farming practices. She says the types of farmers interested in organic are highly diverse and include many conventional farmers.
So many of the farms that I work with aren't necessarily managing all their acres organically. They're looking at it as a way to diversify their operations and still run much of their acres conventionally, but choose specific acres to manage organically and capture that market opportunity using the land most appropriate for organic agriculture to be able to capture that market, but still using the tools available for conventional agriculture to do the best stewardship of acres that require that type of management. Anywhere from smaller farms managing 10 to 50 acres of organic grains to farms running over 10,000 acres, which again, may be more of what we call a parallel operation, operating some of those acres in conventional and some of those acres under organic. So incredibly diverse in terms of the sorts of farmers engaging in organic and also where those farmers are located.
Dr. Silva is the state extension specialist in organic and sustainable cropping systems at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Rainstorms impacted California's rice crop this past fall by delaying harvest, increasing losses, and reducing grain quality. Growers initially anticipated a high-yielding crop, but the final numbers are expected to show average production in 2025, according to University of California Cooperative Extension rice specialist Bruce Lindquist. Yields early on looked very good, and there was a lot of optimism, Lindquist said. But as the season progressed and you got later and later harvests, the yields started to drop, and you had pretty low quality and overall low head rice. George Tibbetts, who farms in Colusa County, said October rains made it difficult for farm equipment to navigate his rice fields. This year for us has been the toughest one I can remember for getting things done during fall harvest, he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kay Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight with low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, 66 a week from today. Currently it is 44 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kay Johns and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at Kay Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are gaining. President Trump says the U.S. needs Greenland for strategic national security, and only the U.S. can secure Greenland, but he says the U.S. will not use force. In his remarks at the World Economic Forum in Davos, the president also says he'll be announcing a successor to Fed Chair Jerome Powell in the not-too-distant future. Pending home sales slumped last month. Economists were expecting a modest increase. Instead, the National Association of Realtors found sales dropped 9.3% in December. The group's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, says the housing sector is not out of the woods yet. But another report found an increase of 0.5% in construction spending in October, stronger than anticipated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't you Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Lindsay here from Kay Johns Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-Johns to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-Johns is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-Johns designs in the coming year.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The Blueprinter and Graphics, drawings and blueprints, well, they do more. They specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics. Around the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles, and they're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315.
238-1315. 2-1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We know of Samuel Colt and Oliver Winchester, men whose name bring to mind the six-shooter and the lever-action rifles, staples to any Old West cowboy. But there was another firearm designer who not only came up with his own designs, he influenced these too. .45 and Winchester's rifle are staples in any cowboy movie. But there was another contemporary of these men who came up with his gun designs that were just as revolutionary. His name was John Moses Browning. John Browning was born on January 21, 1855. He was the son of a talented gunsmith who started experimenting with his own designs as a young man. At the age of 24, he received his first patent that he licensed to Winchester as its single-shot Model 1885. He then designed a lever-action shotgun for Winchester. Browning's passion was inventing designs that would improve the speed and reliability of guns. For instance, he realized a pump-action gun would fire faster than a lever-action gun, so he came up with a pump shotgun. By the late 1880s, Browning had perfected the pump-repeating firearm. He knew to improve the speed of the firearm, he would have to come up with something that would eliminate the need to manually operate the gun. Browning discovered the answer at a local shooting competition. He noticed that weeds next to a man firing at a target were violently blown aside by gases escaping from the muzzle of the gun. 3 years later, Browning received a patent for the first fully automatic weapon that used these gases to eject the spent cartridge and reload the next cartridge. It's interesting to note that since Browning's death in 1926, there have been no more fundamental changes in the modern firearm. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650.
The county sheriff's office announced that after nearly 43 years, a cold case has been officially solved. On November 15, 1983, deputies found a van near Hearst Castle with the body of Dorothy Toby Tate inside. There was no known suspects at the time, but advanced DNA genealogy analysis has found Richard Hardy and Charlie Sneed of Texas responsible beyond a reasonable doubt. Both men are now deceased. San Luis Obispo County Airport announced they have reached a new milestone. In 2025, the airport says it saw a record-breaking number of passengers. Over 800,000 traveled through the facility, an 8.7% increase in the passenger volume from 2024. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the affordable and professional pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump holding court at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, claiming he will not flex American might to grab Greenland from Denmark.
That's probably the biggest statement I made, because people thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
He insists the U.S. must have the right title and ownership of the Arctic island, then explained,
all we want from Denmark for national and international security, and to keep our very energetic and dangerous potential enemies at bay, is this land on which we're going to build the greatest golden dome ever built.
The president threatened to use tariffs to get European support for his bid to acquire Greenland, but the French president, Emmanuel Macron, points out the EU can retaliate with its own so-called trade bazooka that would close EU markets to U.S. goods. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Unwind with social hour at Cello Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. Clouds tonight. Overnight lows right around 40, and then Thursday, mid-60s clouds, partly cloudy, low 60s Friday and Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, upper 60s Tuesday with clouds, and mostly cloudy a week from today, mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:10 a.m., 5:19 p.m., we are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on Julie Thacker talking about some county waste management agency and the issues, shall we say. Email into the studio, kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24/7. Just call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch. Headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL. The go, go, go.
Oh, baby, come on. Baby, take it where the action is. Oh, baby, come on. Baby,
your baby where the action is.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever may be on your mind, you know how that is supposed to work. All right, well, let's see here. You know, sometimes people just go a little too far. I've always had a policy here at the radio station. If anybody calls up and the phones are answered by our folks up front, and if people start using foul language, they're done. They're done. It's an automatic hang-up. That's just the policy, and it's been in place. We don't have to worry about it hardly ever. And the same thing goes on to emails that we get here at the radio station as well. Foul language and, you know, that type of thing. Disagreeing is fine if you do it civilly, but when you, on the text, the person who keeps saying, well, I voted for Trump and so forth, sent one and gets into a little bit what I consider to be disgusting language and so forth. And I will have our engineer figure out, or maybe even Chris will know how to not have you do that, because you're disgusting. That's simply what you are. You're disgusting. You can't do it in a civil manner without using foul references and so forth. Then you are what you are. You're exactly what you are, what you referred to on this and all along with the caller who called in. So that usually, when you see somebody, it usually comes out. It usually comes out. All right, let's see here. The reason California is spending more with less income is they are buying votes to increase their base of voters. You know, that not everything has to do with they were doing this 10 years ago before this became an issue. They're spending more because people are allowing it. That's not the main reason, but it's one of the reasons, because people aren't paying attention. They're paying attention to their lives, and the government takes advantage of that. All right, let's see here. So, I thought of the question this morning when I was driving in. Why do some Americans dislike America? And so I did a little, you know, just searching Al here and seeing if I can find things. And I guess I'll throw out some of the reasons that I came across. Political polarization, healthcare access, and the economic inequality. Those are just some. And it says, feeling the nation fails to live up to its ideals. Now, they reference marginalized groups. They don't define what marginalized groups are. But for those of us that have had a couple of birthdays in our lives, it seems that there are, in some cases, the same marginalized groups. I've never figured, well, I kind of have figured it out, because they fall for the people who say that they're leaders that want them to remain marginalized, because if they're not marginalized anymore, they say, bye-bye, I don't need you. I'm not going to vote for you. I've seen what I can do on my own. Now, when you look at economic inequality, I think sometimes, not all the time, that people need to look at themselves. And then, you know, a certain political party has done a good job over the years of villainizing successful people. That's why they continue to want to take more money from them, because it's not fair. Healthcare access. Now, when you look at two of these, the economic inequality and the healthcare access, I wonder if any of these people have ever read the Constitution, where any of those things are guaranteed. Now, we've had in recent years people say that it is a right for some of these things, including the healthcare access. I have never read, you have a right to pursue a lot of things in this country. But where does it say that you have to be given this? I think one of the reasons we have this disparity in people's dislike
of America, and I'm talking Americans, not other countries, we have enough of those, is because we haven't taught enough history, particularly the Constitution. Now, one of the other reasons that some people, some Americans rather, dislike America is the perceived corruption, which I agree with that to a point. Not everything is corrupt, but there's a lot of, whether you want to call it corruption or fraud, and it's gotten bigger over the years. So there is just a lot of things here. The nation's actions, some of the people dislike, some Americans dislike America because of what we've done over in other countries. And there's a debate over the historical history of America. And then you have people on both sides, either side rather, seeing, for example, on the left, they're more likely to see discrimination and systemic issues, where on the right, many people feel that traditional values have been and are under attack. So that's the distinction usually between the left and the right. So there is that while people in America, but I've talked to too many people over the years that have been to other countries, not only traveling, or maybe they were stationed over there. I know my brother lived in and his family lived in Hong Kong for 11 years. And it's you need to talk to people that have lived in other countries, particularly when they were born and raised as Americans, and they go to another country and then they come back. They realize how much they love the country. And of course, we've had enough people over the years calling into this radio station who were born in other countries, particularly socialist or communist countries, that have come to the United States, and they've done a couple of things. One is they've warned us of what can happen and what is happening here in the United States. And it seems to me, anyway, how much these people have a deep love for the United States of America because of what we offer, the freedoms and everything else. So maybe it boils down to, if we're born and raised here, not all, but many, we're just spoiled. we're just spoiled because we don't know what it's like. We've had, you know, not everything, but it's just the same. We've had everything handed to us. We've had it very good. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about the ag industry and so forth. We go into grocery stores and we see all this food. Well, we've seen it all our lives. No big deal. No big deal. We want something, we go look for it. We go buy it. It's pretty easy, but it's not that way in many places elsewhere. We may not live in I'm trying to think of a particular place, but anyway, we might not live in the nine, so to speak, but we have roofs over our heads and we have air conditioning, and for the most part, we have reliable water. Again, these are things that we've grown up with in the United States of America because it is the United States of America, and we should feel pretty damn fortunate, even when our cable TV goes out, which drives me up the wall, too. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, or the garage door opener. yesterday I was working downtown and I saw a bunch of people going through the park at that point with signs and stuff protesting what happened in Michigan, Renee Good, the shooting.
Right.
And it just saddened me that there must have been 100 that I saw. Could have been that many. And it just saddened me that up here in the North County, the stronghold of the conservatives, I thought.
It's not.
That there would be that many people that would want to go out and protest something that... I mean, they didn't protest that Ashley Babbitt... Where was the protest about Ashley Babbitt getting killed, 5 years ago? January 6th thing. Anyway, I just didn't know if that was covered or...
No, we received no notice of anything that was taking place. I don't know why you think that the North County is a stronghold of Republicans or conservatives, because it's not.
Oh, well, I thought it was.
No.
All right.
There's still a slight majority lead, but not what it once was. And my guess, in 10 or 15 years, that won't be the case at all.
Hmm. Well, anyway, it just saddened me to see that. And I wondered if there was any way knowing whether those were actually local people or whether they had been bussed in.
What did some of the signs say?
Well, I didn't have a chance. I noticed said Renee Good, Justice. You know, Justice for Renee Good or something. Some of the others, it was too far away to see, but they had a lot of signs, and they were, it was a peaceful protest. That's a peaceful protest, not going into the church and disrupting a service.
I'm wondering what churches around the country, what they may do, because when all the people in the United States see that, there's going to be some other folks around the country that will say, hey, why don't we do that too? So I wonder what churches may be talking about to try and prevent that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. I know that the few churches that I know around here, there's somebody in that church all the time carrying.
Well,
packing iron.
Right, but particularly in California, the law is just because somebody comes in and starts disrupting a service doesn't. I don't think it gives them the right to just turn and shoot somebody.
Oh no. Yeah, that's a whole. I'm sorry. That's a whole different deal, of course. But yeah, I wondered the same thing. What are we going to do now? I mean, how are you going to know if somebody's just there, unbalanced, or that needs help, or Lemon and his group?
If they start doing, disrupting the service or something like that, hopefully they will be. And I'm doing this with my fingers crossed. Slightly taken out of the of the building. I don't mean taken out literally, or shall we say
escorted?
Yes, there you go. That's a better word. Yes, gently, quote unquote, escorted out of the church, and if they happen to fall down the stairs going, well, that's just unfortunate.
like prisoners. I was working with a young man once, and he said, he said he beat up some cops. And he said, then he got an elevator ride. So they got him in the precinct or whatever, and they put him in the elevator with a few other cops, and they beat the living crap out of him. That's called the elevator ride.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I always like to mention the story. It was just before I moved from Kentucky. There was a highway patrol officer who was shot and killed out on Eastern Kentucky, and it was a known drug dealer he had pulled over. And this punk shot and killed the officer. And it was a big story. You know, years ago when a police officer was killed, that was huge. Anyway, again, this Eastern Kentucky, rural part of Kentucky, the officer is killed by this punk drug dealer. And there's a manhunt going on, and it's big news. And those of us, that even then talk about, it's like, they're never going to find this guy alive. Sure enough, they found him. They found him in the wooded areas of Indiana, somehow hanging from a tree. Case closed. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I hope I didn't interrupt that story. I couldn't hear while I was dialing, but
no, I got done. Thank you for your call.
The the coffee with the superintendent tomorrow. I hope we don't waste that opportunity. And I'd love to see our brave daughters in the city that are standing up against their privacy being invaded actually miss a class or two and go over there and tell the supervisor the entire story of what they're seeing. It just doesn't seem to be getting through the administration department or... Well, you know what I mean? I'd love to see that happen tomorrow.
Superintendent is at the school board meetings when those ladies show up, so she's heard about it, and she's received notice from them as well.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's... Maybe being closer, looking her in the eye might make a difference, but I do think that the message... It doesn't make sense that they could receive that information of what's going on and not act on it. And so I'd love to see if anybody goes... I'd love to see them go, our upstanding students.
Well, here's something that I find, shall we say, peculiar or suspicious. The ladies told of a couple of incidents that were taking place in these situations. And some, I think the response from one of the administrators, maybe the superintendent was she wasn't aware of them. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in school, we knew everything that was going on. There are no secrets on school campuses.
We knew who each other was.
And I found that to be, disingenuous is a nice word I'll use instead of full of you know what.
Adults right now seem helpless. The kids have potential. If they went over there and looked her in the eye and said, this is going on.
Helpless, they're gutless.
Okay,
they're gutless.
Right. I want to say impotent, but that's too bad a word. But, yeah.
Well, that's just probably,
feckless. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think we agree. We're not winning. We're not standing up like we should.
No, they're not. And I don't know how an adult can stand there and just by their birth certificate say they're adult when they're gutless.
Yeah, or file that complaint form and just like try to hide it because you can't fight the gender dysphoria industry. So
yeah, okay.
All right. I just hope I hope our students are. Welcome to cut class and get over there and look this superintendent in the eye and tell them their story.
We'll see. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Little Rascals. Alfalfa was killed in this day in 1959 over $50. A shot to death after allegedly attacking a man with a knife during an argument over that money. Switzer had been training a hunting dog for this guy. When the dog escaped, Switzer paid a reward for his recovery and believed that Stilts should reimburse him. When they confronted Stilts about the reward money, a fight ensued and Slitz shot and killed Alfalfa. All right. I've read a little bit about this, and I guess Alfalfa wasn't, I don't know if a good man. Let's just say he was a little maybe disturbed and so forth, but it's kind of when you see the picture of Alfalfa with that hair sticking straight up with the part down the middle and thinking that he lost his life over a $50 argument over a dog. I'm not laughing because it happened. I'm just thinking about the scenario and looking at the picture.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for Pass Robles will be held this Thursday, January 22nd at 8 a.m. in the District Boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Coffee with the Superintendent is an opportunity to connect, share ideas, ask questions, and take part in a meaningful dialogue with Jennifer Loftus. Pass Robles Recreation Services will be offering a free public workshop at the Uptown Family Park Community Garden Saturday, January 24th, 10 to 11 a.m. The event welcomes participants of all ages to learn about preparing a winter January garden. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, Karen will have on Julie Tacker. They're going to be talking about some issues in the county, of course,
and also one focusing on county waste management agencies. So enjoy and enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.